The Christadelphians, What They Believe and Preach, by Harry Tennant. Preface. The Apostle Jude, writing to Christian believers in the first century, spoke of the necessity to contend earnestly for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. It was therefore understood by the early apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ that the truth, the light which lighteneth every man that cometh into the world, which had been declared in him, would soon be clouded by the avarice and self-aggrandizement of men. And so it happened. The pattern established from earliest days that the darkness of human lusts attempts to veil the light of godly love has been repeated in all ages. But just as man's ways are unchanging, so is God's word. For the sincere seeker for truth, it provides the deepest well of knowledge. For the bereft, the surest comfort. For the lonely, the truest companion. For the disturbed mind, calm sanity. It is the port in the storm of life, the fortress in this warring world, the sanctuary and refuge provided by God. But, as a man undertaking a long and arduous journey once said of the Scriptures to a companion he met on the road, "How can I understand what I am reading unless some man should guide me?" This is how many people feel when they too approach the Bible. The length of the book, the apparent complexity of some of its teaching, the difficulty of its language, all conspire to make many give up before they really commence to understand its basic message. One of the objectives of this book is to provide such a guide. It charts in its pages the essential message, the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ and God's coming kingdom. As is to be expected in a book about Bible teaching, it quotes extensively from the Bible. In fact, there are over 1,200 separate quotations. These have been printed in full so that the flow for the reader will be undisturbed. They form an impressive testimony to the utter integrity of Scripture. It is apparent that the Bible message encompassed in the different and individual books of the Bible, written at the hands of men of differing cultural backgrounds, but united in their love of the God of Abraham and Israel, is distinct and coherent. The author, who has been a Christadelphian all his adult life, has always sought to set forth Scripture's distinct teachings. He has now written compellingly and honestly about the great hope it contains. He invites the reader to open with him the pages of God's Word and see there the gospel truth. This is a book which will leave few unmoved by the cognizance of its reasoning and the appeal of its exalted language. It is at the same time both a description of a people's faith and of that on which it is based, the Word of God's grace. October 1986, Michael Ashton.